Hello, and welcome to the Astrology Witch podcast. I'm your host, Tiana. Thank you guys so much if you're tuning in. I know it's been a really long time, and it was not my intention to take this long to get back, but there was a lot of moving parts preparing for the move that we just made, which you may know about if you're following on social media at all. There was just a lot to go into it, like having to get rid of things and having to pack things and having to give things away. We ended up like giving our fridge away and stuff. So if you're still here, I really appreciate that very much. And I'm very excited to get back into it. And we're going to do that today with an episode on Uranus, Uranus, or Ouranos, depending on who you ask. But first, I wanted to say a special thanks to my patrons who help make episodes like this possible, and they also gain access to tons of exclusive magical and astrological content. I really appreciate you guys so much. You guys kind of keep me going when I want to give up and erase my existence on the internet, so thank you. If you have any inclination and you want to help support my work on Patreon, you can find me on Patreon by searching for the Astrology Witch Podcast, and you'll gain access exclusively to lots of magical content, planetary information, monthly astrology reports, seasonal path workings, and you'll get early access to these episodes and tons more. So definitely check it out if you would like to. Otherwise, let's get into this episode all about Uranus. Or, as the Greeks called him, Ouranos. So firstly, let's talk about the mythology surrounding Uranus, because that kind of plays into the energy of this planet in a person's chart. So Uranus, which is sometimes written as Ouranos, which is O-U-R-A-N-O-S. So that kind of explains the different pronunciation. I don't know why we don't spell it like that, but whatever. Anyhow, Uranus is the primal Greek god of the sky and heavens. His Roman equivalent is Kallis. I don't know exactly how to say that, but Uranus, sometimes called Father Sky even, was the son and husband of the primordial earth goddess Gaia. So it's kind of his equivalent. And for a time, he's also considered the ruler of the known universe. According to Hesiod's Theogony, which is the Greek telling of all the Greek myths, for most people that's like the main source that people will cite, Uranus was conceived by Gaia alone. It's like basically immaculate conception style, and she created him to be her equal and perfect partner and defender. And other sources sometimes imply that he was born from Nyx or Aether or Hemera. And if you don't know who those are, Nyx is the goddess of the night, Aether the air, Hemera I think is like the upper air or something like that. Others suggest that Uranus merely emerged from primeval chaos, which produced Uranus, the mountains, and the sea. And Uranus and Gaia parented all of the first generation of the 12 Titans, the three Cyclopes, and the three Hecatoncheires. So the thing about Uranus is that he notoriously hated all of his offspring and forced them to stay hidden in Gaia's womb. And she basically sought vengeance on their behalf, but only Cronus, the god of time, responded to her call. And Cronus took a scimitar and castrated Uranus as he approached Gaia. And the drops of blood that fell from Uranus formed the Furies, the Giants, and the Malii? Ash tree nymphs, essentially. His severed genitals fell into the sea and produced the white foam, which spawned everyone's favorite goddess of love and beauty, Aphrodite. And Cronus' actions also served to separate heaven and earth, so kind of creating that separation between the heavenly, I don't know, area and the earth area. So that's basically Uranus mythology. And in astrology, Uranus, the planet, is not actually discovered until 1781, which is kind of later. And that's why you find some astrologers talking about how, Aquarius is traditionally ruled by Saturn, because we're discovering this planet way later in time. And so, you know, the association for Uranus is typically, or sorry, for Uranus with Aquarius was not until way later. The traditional ruler of Aquarius is Saturn, and that's why you'll find some astrologers say that they're more traditional leaning or they're more modern. And Uranus is a slow-moving planet, and because of this, the zodiacal placement and effects tend to be felt generationally more than individually, depending on the placement. So you might have a very specific house that it falls in, but usually you might have this very common placement with a lot of people if they're born around the same time as you within a couple of years, just because of how slow-moving it is. And Uranus brings in a fresh way of looking at things when it comes to your chart. It will bring an innovative approach, an expanded consciousness, a sense of originality and inventiveness, a love for certain bleeding edge technologies. Sometimes it can also create an unpredictable nature in a person. It can create quick chaos in their life, and maybe sometimes even be a bit of a, I don't want to say predictor, but it can give a person a certain insightfulness or a sharp intuition. And when negatively expressed, Uranus becomes the rebel without a cause of all the planets, so it really depends on what it looks like in your chart, because, you know, if positively aspected, it can make you very creative when coming to solutions to certain problems in a specific area of life, depending on what house it falls in. Or it can make you just generally very unique and progressive. Otherwise, it can show itself as irresponsibility, eccentricity, perversion, chaotic exploration, autonomy, and freedom for the sake of itself. However, again, when those under its influence are able to be in tune with Uranus, it becomes highly intuitive, it can spark inspiration, higher education, and investigation. Uranus placements show how we break with tradition, how we rebel, how we seek higher consciousness, because Uranus is considered the higher consciousness of Mercury. And it also talks about how we are progressive and innovative, how we seek freedom and independence for ourselves and sometimes others. And in some cases, it can indicate electric, erratic, unpredictable, or bizarre behavior. And that can influence like sexual behaviors, your fashion sense, your belief in really eclectic things. At the same time, Uranus has a humanitarian bend to it. So freedom, creativity, equity, and independence for all are very important to this planet placement. Astrology also falls under its rulership alongside earthquakes and natural disasters and sudden change. It takes Uranus about 84 years to complete its rotation around the zodiac, and it rules the 11th house. And Uranus is also considered to be the ascended consciousness again of Mercury and the first of the transcendental planets. For some, their native Uranus opposition in the birth chart happens around age 40, and it can spark off a midlife crisis for them, wherein the native drops the shackles of their life, pursuing some long lost ambition or dream. Essentially, what happens is around the age of 40, they realize that they, whatever conventions they've been holding on to, whatever traditions they've been carrying around that really haven't served them, that they've just sort of been doing for the sake of fitting in with society, they no longer want to do. Or, you know, they never went after that real thing that they wanted, and now they don't care what other people think, and so they go and do it. So that is definitely how it can be triggered a chart in a very interesting way. And now we're going to go ahead and start going through the signs. Okay, so Uranus in Aries. Uranus in Aries has an assertiveness and is considered a pretty natural placement, actually. Unless it's negatively aspected, Uranus in Aries lends a lot of originality, motivation, and most likely a lack of patience, because Aries is never patient and leans toward being very impulsive. There can be a little bit of erratic tendency here and the need to search out what's new, off the beaten path, and unique. there needs to be a sense of caution developed for these people, as Uranus and Aries can breed people who look before they leap sometimes to unpleasant consequences. Those with this placement are most interested in making changes and innovating tradition related to personal independence and motivation, initiative, freedom, and responsibility. There may be a need to break with tradition when it comes to taboos related to assertiveness in the pursuit of one's desires and goals. And Uranus and Aries deeply values their ability to work with spontaneous sparks of intuition, and they dislike routines. These people may have difficulty following through on projects and sticking to routines that they find tedious or dull, as Aries and the other cardinal signs can sometimes struggle with follow through. Okay, moving on to Uranus in Taurus. Uranus in Taurus innovates and breaks with conventions that have to do with things like money, the natural and material world, and your material valuables and resources, cooking, gardening, business, and conventional attitudes regarding tradition, security, and sensuality. This placement seeks freedom in and through these areas and rebels from traditional ways of doing things. So Uranus and Taurus may also want to break through taboos or inhibitions when it comes to sexuality, food, and comfort. However, these people feel about wanting to challenge these conventions or rebelling from conventional attitudes, they are going to be very stubborn about it, given that Taurus is a fixed sign, and it's probably the most fixed of all the fixed signs. But any fixed sign generally will be stubbornly set in their ways. And at the same time, they're able to come up with innovative ideas to apply practically to personal wealth and the material world. They can also struggle with being torn between convention and wanting to just throw it all away to be free. So Uranus in Taurus has powerful intuition in practical areas such as finance and personal possessions. These people have an affinity for upcycling old items, especially to improve comfort and pleasure, and are typically drawn to the natural world, you know, as we Taurians do. They may experience conflict, however, between their fresh ideas and their tendency to be slow to start materializing the ideas. Like, Taurus is always slow to start, and they're just sort of slow and steady wins the race. And again, they could equally feel trapped in rules and restrictions while desiring more autonomy, or otherwise torn between wanting to be conventional and wanting to break with tradition so that they can be free to do things how they want to. Okay, Uranus in Gemini. Uranus in Gemini makes a person very lively and original, especially with how they think and their wit. They're very quick thinking and capable of very brilliant ideas. Those with this placement desire to make change and progress regarding communication, education, social connections, and wish to break through inhibition in all of these areas. They may challenge the rules in place if they feel they're restricting or limiting them, and seek to revolutionize how people connect with each other and how we learn and explore our curiosities. If it's well placed, Uranus in Gemini can do very well in a literary career or a career in media or entertainment. They're certainly favorable for this, especially if it lands in a physical or a career house. So the second and 10th house can definitely play into this if that's where your Uranus in Gemini lands. If not, then there is a restlessness, a scattered nature to Gemini, which can cause issues for you with focus, worrying, distress. So meditative practices are ideal to keep this placement balanced, specifically for the Mercury sign. So if you have Uranus in Gemini or Uranus in Virgo, a meditative practice, a physical fitness practice, something to do with mindfulness is always a good idea, no matter how it's placed. So even if you have a favorable placement, just to avoid the scattered feeling of these signs, definitely want to develop that. Also, Uranus in Gemini is typically very flexible and adaptable. in terms of placements. And they may employ words for shock and awe effect. They have a gift for befriending people from all walks of life, learning quickly and easily, and an affinity for utilizing unconventional methods to teach and share in order to connect with other people. There may be issues with follow through, just because this placement can be quite restless and capricious by nature, but they will certainly never be bored. Uranus and Gemini will endow a person with a certain level of curiosity so that they are always discovering new and exciting things. Okay, Uranus in Cancer. Uranus in Cancer can make a person a little bit unpredictable, as the energy of Uranus and the energy of Cancer are almost like polar opposites. It would probably be best if those with this placement avoid becoming too extreme and can find some balance through employing the use of their creative imagination to break with tradition and convention, rather than trying to be extremely conventional, which Cancer is, and tends to stick with familial traditions and conventions, versus Uranus need to be rebellious and contradictory. Uranus and Cancer placements are interested in creating change regarding emotional needs, their mothers or women or mothering or female empowerment, the home and family, culture and food, history and real estate. It could even have to do with like revolutionizing an old timey thing, like if you have some love of a certain kind of antique or old antique machinery or something, and you revolutionize how that machinery works, like this could be how this placement plays out in real life. Uranus and Cancer can also have a belief in breaking through taboos involved with emotional expression, dependence and attachment, and the need for comfort and familiarity. There may be a need to revolutionize how we connect emotionally with our loved ones, how we experience comfort and safety, and the expression of emotions. Uranus in Cancer has an affinity for getting flashes of insight with staggering accuracy. Just all of the water signs tend to be very psychic, and with the flashes of insight that Uranus provides, that allows them to have almost like psychic moments of, you know, psychic epiphanies, if you will. And they may have non-traditional processes within their home and family life and break with, you know, the rules regarding typical mothering or parenting style, typical ways of expressing feelings, and even how familial bonds are created and nurtured. Okay, so Uranus in Leo. Uranus in Leo has a very intense boldness to it, and just in the same way of Uranus in Taurus, it also has a stubbornness. This placement may even have a desire for power and positions of leadership. Self-confidence will get a boost with this placement, as Leo tends to do. It can also create a self-consciousness if it's ill-aspected. Talented individuals, however, may have creative gifts or a knack for attaining positions of power. Uranus and Leo people are interested in innovating the areas of creativity, self-expression, anything to do with children, romance, and love, and all forms of entertainment and leisure. They may wish to break with in tradition and to break through inhibitions in the areas of competition, romance and sex, personal identity, and how we seek recognition. There may be a need to revolutionize how we see and express ourselves and our creativity. Uranus in Leo has an innate gift for coming up with ideas for leading and inspiring others in creative and unique ways. And these people are often trendsetters, and they're led by their intuition and impulse alone, which is pretty impressive. They may struggle, however, with follow-through and will need to develop a sense of discipline in order to fulfill their true potential. Okay, Uranus in Virgo. Uranus in Virgo is most progressive in areas related to health, everyday routines, work and daily life, habits, service, and employment. They will seek out freedom and break with tradition when it comes to service, healthcare, and healing, diet, and nutrition. These people wish to revolutionize how we view our daily routines and self-care, and come up with creative approaches to innovate them. Uranus in Virgo is a placement that can create some tension, however. Sometimes, if Uranus in Virgo is ill-placed, it increases nervous, anxious, worrisome temperament. So again, kind of with Uranus in Gemini, there will be kind of like a dis-ease, a anxiety almost, an underlying anxiety. So developing, again, a meditative practice or just a mindfulness practice, even just adding in fitness so you're kind of getting into your body and out of your head is a great thing for those with this placement. The energy of Uranus in Virgo has the ability to fuel a person's research, organization, and encourage unique approaches to solving any problem or completing projects with lots of moving parts in an innovative way. Virgo has that ability to create organization of all of the details, and they are incredible problem solvers. Uranus in Virgo has the affinity for coming up with new approaches to problem solving and productivity. They're especially attuned to mind and body health methods. And these people are insightful, but they're gonna struggle to trust their own wisdom and intuition. And they might be impatient regarding mundane or tedious tasks, so the development of patience and calm is definitely necessary for those with this placement. They have a chaotic way of working, which somehow works for them, and are most innovative in solving problems that help other people. They're also gifted when it comes to investigation, keen observation, and following the breadcrumbs in order to see the full picture that others don't notice. This can make a person very, very successful in the world of like forensic investigation, being like a PI. Anyone that has to follow, again, breadcrumbs or clues to create a full picture, and the keen powers of observation with Virgo really make that person unstoppable in those professions. Okay, Uranus in Libra. Uranus in Libra innovates traditions and create. Oh, if you can hear that, that's an airplane. I'm sorry, I can't afford, what is it called, soundproofing this room yet. But for now, you now know I live near an airport. Anyhow, Uranus in Libra involves innovating traditions and creating change regarding relationships, especially close personal relationships, social convention, the arts, justice and equality, the law and design. And also inner harmony and balance may come into play here. These people seek to break with convention when it comes to social values, relating to others, and find common ground with other people. They seek to revolutionize how we view partnership, commitment, justice, and negotiations. Uranus in Libra adds a certain magnetism, glamour, attraction, and romance to the energies of Uranus. So if Uranus or Venus hold influential placements in a person's chart, there may be conflict between the desire for independence and the need to relate and please other people. So those with Uranus in Libra might struggle to essentially be their own unique person and be independent and be kind of struck out on their own versus being well liked and loved by their friends and not rocking the boat. And that's a problem with both Libra and Aquarius, as Aquarius tries to find how it fits in with its friends and balance that with being their own person. And Libra will struggle with being really well liked by others, which it loves, and, you know, keeping the peace versus, you know, just being who they are. So the other thing too is that because these both have kind of similarities, Uranus and Libra makes these people wonderfully caring and truly helpful friends. Uranus in Libra possesses a natural gift for bringing objectivity to situations and assisting others in coming to an agreement or understanding. They have a keen ability to help others see eye to eye, even amid disagreement. Uranus in Libra has a strong belief in the power of friendship, freedom, and individuality within relationships. Okay, Uranus in Scorpio. Uranus in Scorpio breaks with convention and acts most progressive in areas related to intimacy, psychology, privacy, support, transformation, healing, metaphysics, resource management, death, and debt. There's a need for freedom and innovation when it comes to taboos relating to sexuality, power, mortality, and transformation. These people may seek to revolutionize how we view our intimate relationships with others and ourselves. Uranus in Scorpio often indicates a need or potential for power or attaining it. Especially if other influential placements in the chart are also in Scorpio, the need or potential for power is intensified. And it will be even further motivated if Mars is playing a powerful aspect or if there are a lot of other Aries placements. The need for power may stem from a desire to heal the world somehow, however, in Scorpio. And these individuals should take care not to carry the weight of the world on their shoulders, as these motivations can sometimes bring them down. Uranus in Scorpio brings intensified power, courage, and daring to a person. There can be a tendency to repress emotions, however, and those with this placement should strive to discover constructive outlets for healthy emotional expression and release. And this can sometimes mean that a Uranus in Scorpio person, you know, they develop a healthy way to journal their emotions out or to go to therapy, you know, talk therapy, or even less conventional methods. And Uranus in Scorpio has the natural gift in having powerful hunches about things with uncanny accuracy. So kind of like Uranus in Cancer, those sparks of insight. They innovate when it comes to self-understanding, understanding others, and investigating situations. They have an innate talent for research as well, so kind of like Uranus in Virgo, they have an innate ability to research and investigate things very well, making them great psychologists or forensic investigators or detectives. Okay, Uranus in Sagittarius. Uranus in Sagittarius is most progressive in areas related to thoughts and beliefs, spirituality, their personal grand vision, or other visions too, can sometimes play into culture, religion, philosophy, freedom of thought and speech, the desire for meaning and wisdom. This placement seeks to break through inhibitions related to education systems, belief systems, preconceived ideas, and cultural differences. Uranus in Sagittarius is a placement which brings freedom and originality to the mind. And those with this placement typically have a really good sense of humor, adventurous spirit, a sense of optimism, a love for humanity, and keen minds. They employ all of these traits in their pursuit to innovate when creating solutions for the world. Uranus in Sagittarius possesses the gift of optimism and the belief in progress and change for the big picture betterment of all. They also believe in the power of inspiration and may struggle with follow-through or routines, as they can sometimes be trendsetters and will work well using their instincts and intuition, but they won't enjoy the everyday dredge, if you will, of, you know, a mundane routine that's required to actually create that change that they're seeking. Okay, Uranus in Capricorn. Uranus in Capricorn seeks to make change in areas related to rules and laws, government, authority, career, and business. There's a need for breaking through inhibitions regarding tradition, hierarchy, structure, and formality. These people seek to revolutionize how we manage societies, daily life, and career. Uranus in Capricorn can sometimes be a little strapped down by Saturn and Capricorn in this placement, however. They are able to cohesively organize very difficult problems that may arise. Conflicts may come up when the chaotic unpredictability seeks expression and clashes up against the rigid structure of Capricorn. So the chaotic unpredictability of Uranus is going to bump up against the rigidity of Capricorn, and that can create some difficulties. That said, the energy of Uranus is concentrated here, and it can be utilized well, especially if well placed. The difficulty of this placement makes it a very resourceful one. And again, as I always like to say, wherever you have Saturn, you have to work harder and usually develop that area more, and therefore can be more successful there. Okay, Uranus in Aquarius. Uranus in Aquarius seeks to be progressive in areas related to friendship, humanity, community and technology, individuality, freedom, and social groups. There's a need to rebel against these areas and break through taboos regarding cooperation, connection, and interaction. These people believe in freedom of thought, reception to fresh ideas, and possess an innate interest in cutting-edge technology, science, and communication. Uranus in Aquarius is in its natural rulership here, as Uranus naturally rules Aquarius. And that gives people many traits typically associated with Aquarius, even if they aren't a sun, moon, or rising Aquarius, which is kind of fascinating. They may be friendly, kind, but distant, independent, and emotionally detached, as Aquarians typically are. Uranus influence will be intensified here, especially if other personal planets are in Uranus or Aquarius. So if you have a rising or a sun or a moon in Aquarius, or you have a powerful placement in Aquarius, then this will be underscored even more. Okay, and finally, we are on to Uranus in Pisces. Uranus in Pisces is a highly intuitive placement, and it breaks with tradition when it comes to religion, the arts, spirituality, compassion, mental health, understanding, and acceptance. This placement has a need to break through inhibitions related to the immaterial, the mental and emotional well-being, being of service, devotion to others, and compassionate understanding. And there's a desire to revolutionize how we interact with the non-material plane, which is very eclectic, right? Uranus in Pisces lends those with this placement unique, nuanced, and even quirky tastes, lifestyles, and artistic expression. So these people can be like, just, you know, I mean, it could affect your fashion sense, your appearance, your taste in, I don't know, home decor, what type of lifestyle you lead. Maybe you're a very fringe person, or even your artistic expression could be just weird and interesting and unique. Those with this placement combine their idealism and sensitivity with a need to sacrifice for others and a rational mindset and humanitarianism. This placement is, again, highly intuitive, highly creative. However, there's a need to be watchful for escapist tendencies, and that's kind of a through line for anything you have in Pisces, is to not become a chronic escapist. So the need to put up healthy boundaries with others is here, especially if you have Uranus in Pisces in a house of others, like the seventh house. And those with Uranus and Pisces are often naturally helpful individuals with high capacity for understanding and compassion. So again, if you have it in a house of other people, such as the seventh house or the 11th house of friendship even, then you may want to develop your sense of boundaries with other people and with yourself. Okay, so that is all of the Uranus signs. And finally, we're going to go through a couple of ways that you can magically work with the planet Uranus. So, first way is by breaking down barriers, restrictions, rules, laws, and governments. This sounds very anarchy, and I guess in a way it could make you a little bit of an anarchist, depending on where you have the placement, but really it's about like someone who's maybe an activist or a protester or maybe even a lobbyist. Like they're, you know, actually in their government working to break down old laws to get things overturned. That could be at play here. And if you wanted to do a magical working to break down barriers or restrictions or rules, laws, whatever, then, you know, you could approach working with Uranus in this way from a magical standpoint. You could even use it to infuse your actual activism or protesting, which is actually really fascinating to think about. You can also use Uranus more personally to overcome your inhibitions or taboos that you may struggle with. You can use it to revolutionize different areas of your life, as Uranus is kind of the revolutionary, the rebel of the zodiac. You can use it to manifest quick change. You need something real quick. Uranus can help kind of spur that on, especially if it's worked in conjunction with Mars. You know, Mars will give you that push and Uranus will make it happen quickly. Uranus, though, can be a little bit unpredictable. So, you know, I would be wary of doing it like all the time or without a lot of thought put into your magical working, as it, again, it can be a little bit unpredictable. And speaking of unpredictable, if you really wanted to, not that I condone it, but hey, it's your life. If you wanted to do a magical working to create chaos in someone else's life or in your life, I don't know, maybe you're bored and need more excitement, then you could do that with Uranus here. You can also work with Uranus when it comes to weather magic, especially the wind and the sky and earthquakes and natural disasters. I don't know if this would be to like prevent earthquakes or prevent natural disasters, or maybe it's a magical working in which a natural disaster is already happening and you're sort of like beseeching Uranus to work with you. I don't know how that would work, but that's an interesting thing to think about. But definitely if you wanted to work with the weather, such as like bringing in wind or something, or, you know, ceasing wind if you were dealing with like a wildfire, might be something interesting to think about when it comes to magical workings with Uranus. And finally, this is my favorite way to work with Uranus, which is manifesting inspiration and fresh ideas to solve problems or for your creative projects. Because in my opinion, Uranus is great for those quick sparks of insight. And sometimes when you're dealing with things like writer's block or you just don't know how to get started, Uranus can be that great quick energy that you need. And it's a little less aggressive than Mars. And I think in the realms of manifesting inspiration and fresh ideas and that creative inspiration, it doesn't really matter so much that Uranus can be unpredictable, because we don't know how our creative inspiration or artistic expression will manifest itself. And that's okay, we don't need to control it, because it's in a fluid area of life. So we're not so worried about the unpredictability and the unpredictable nature of Uranus that it will bring to the table, if that makes sense. So, okay. So those are all of my tips on magical workings with Uranus. I hope you guys found this helpful. I think Uranus is a really fascinating planet, however new it might be. I tend to be a little more traditional when I think about planet placements. But I think Uranus has an interesting place in the sky, and certainly it's fascinating to think about the influences here. So if you enjoyed this episode, I would love if you let me know on Twitter or Instagram. I'm at AstroWPodcast on Twitter and at AstrologyWitchPodcast on Instagram. I'm also on Facebook. I have a Facebook page, and it's just the Astrology Witch Podcast. So if you feel inclined to come chat with me there and let me know your thoughts on if you enjoyed this episode, what your favorite episodes have been so far, or what episodes you would like to see in the future. That's really helpful for me to come up with new episode ideas. I do have a long list of things that I just wanted to do, and I think I'll probably still do an episode on Neptune, and I think that's the final planet. May or may not be, right? I'm pretty sure that's the final planet. And then I will maybe go through like midheaven signs and you know, things like that that affect your chart. Those would be interesting to go through. But yeah, hit me up on social media. I would love to hear from you. It's always great to catch up with you guys and see what you think and what you would like to learn more about. So, and again, if you feel like you want to support me on Patreon, I am at the Astrology Witch Podcast. You just search in on patreon.com and I'll come up. You can also probably plug it into Google, like Astrology Witch Podcast Patreon, and I bet you my like actual direct link would come up too. So yeah, if you feel inclined to do that, cool. If not, no worries. And I will see you in the next episode. Thanks so much for listening.